Welcome to another episode of Walk With Me. I'm your coach, Coach Michelle, and you're here at the right place for a walk-in workout that's exciting, that's fun, that's fit, and we're doing it in 30 minutes. That's right, these workouts are 30-minute walk-in workouts designed to get you walking, to get you walking fast in 30 minutes. Now, if you have more time, I encourage you, do more than one. Tune into the podcast and do all of the episodes. But if you don't have a lot of time, it's a great way to get a 30-minute walk-in workout in, and I recommend doing them at least 5 times a week. So this way you're meeting the required fitness for, or the required activity for, a nice, healthy heart. So we're going to get started right now because I know what you're here for. You're here for a walk-in workout in 30 minutes. So go ahead, get your pedometers ready or get your watches ready. Get your apps ready because we are starting the 30-minute workout right now. Okay, our first 5 minutes is warm up. We want to warm the bodies up. We want to get the bodies ready for a walk-in workout. Before you dive right into it, you want to warm those muscles up because warm muscles work best. We want to be safe. Make sure you have comfortable shoes, proper shoes. You're going to have laces. They're going to be tied. They're going to have support, and they're also going to have cushion so that your feet are remaining healthy. Hope you're hydrated. Hydration does not always start the day of your workout. Hydration is all the time. And always, before you start any new exercise program, don't forget to check with your health care practitioner. It's important that you know that your body is prepared to do what you're asking it to do. So always, always make sure that those things are taken care of so that you can walk and get as much out of that walk as you possibly can. I hope everyone's ready to go because we're in for a very fast-paced walk-in workout. What we're gonna do today, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna pick up our walking. Every 10 minutes, we're gonna go faster. So our first 5 minutes is our warm-up. Then we're gonna pick it up after that. And then when we get to that 10-minute point, we're gonna pick it up. So 30 minutes, that means 3 times in that workout, we're gonna keep picking it up. So I hope you are ready for a good, fast-paced workout today because you're getting one. And remember, goals are very specific to you. So perhaps your goal is 1 mile or 1.5 miles. I want you to know wherever you are, that's where you're going to start from, okay? We're doing a 2 mile because we want to make sure this is a high-paced or fast-paced workout. That's all. I want your goal to be specific to you. So let's keep warming that body up as we go through this warm up period. We've got 2 minutes in, which means 3 minutes to go. How are you feeling today? Are you ready for this workout today? I hope you are, because I'm ready to give it to you. I am excited, as I always am, when I come and I work out with you. I know it's hard. It's hard to work out sometimes. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to support you. I'm here to walk with you. Yes, I'm actually walking too. I am doing these podcasts as I walk. You hear it. Sometimes it's a little noisy. I hope the noise doesn't stop you from moving. So forgive me for any little noise you hear. That's because I'm walking outside. I have the benefit of walking outdoors. I love walking. Always walked ever since I could remember. So I do enjoy walking outside, and I know you're not always able to based on where you live, the conditions, but I'd like to encourage you, whenever you can, walk outside. Perhaps it's winter and you can't, but remember, spring is coming. So whenever you can, walk outside. So you will always hear the outdoor sounds. And I hope it's encouraging. I find it motivating. I find it encouraging to be outside. Sometimes you don't want to work out. And when you don't, being outside just reminds you of life, things that are living, things that are moving, and it encourages you to move. At least that's what it does for me. I've heard other people say the same, but you should try it. See how it works for you. And don't be discouraged, as I said, if you can't, because you're indoors right now. Remember, spring is coming, and I'm now sharing the podcast with you, sharing the hope of what you have to come, and perhaps just giving you a little sunshine through the podcast, a little sunshine to remind you that whenever it's dark, the sun will always shine. So it can be dark, but I want you to look forward to the sun shining, the sun coming out again. Whatever that means for you, hope that is encouraging to you. I truly do hope that it is. I definitely feel very blessed, and I'm thankful to God that I have the opportunity to be outside all the time. But it's not always sunny for me either. So that's why I'm here with you, to let you know that yes, I understand what the struggles can be, but I'm here with you, encouraging you. You're not alone. And guys, we are at 5 minutes and 34 seconds. So remember what we said, that was a warm-up. So we're gonna pick it up. We're gonna move the arms forward and back with those arms. We're gonna move those arms forward and back. And we're going to go ahead, pull that stomach in, and make sure you're moving. Heel, toe, heel first, toe follow. Go ahead and breathe, go ahead and breathe. How do you feel? Do you feel great? I am feeling great and ready for this workout. Heel, toe, make sure you're breathing. If you're talking, you're not going fast enough. We want to focus on that breathing. We want to take all of our energies and effort and place them on breathing, not on conversations. I know sometimes it's fun when you're walking with someone. That's great, but I want you both to be intentional about your individual fitness. So while you're walking together, challenge each other. Challenge each other to go faster. Challenge each other to breathe and get the most out of the workout. Don't talk. The talking can happen after, as you celebrate what you've done. But I want you to take the 30 minutes that you have to make it worth your while. Make it worth your cardiovascular while. That's right. Your heart is asking you to come on, exercise, come on, work me. I'm a muscle. I need to be worked. And that's what you're going to do. Come on, guys, keep moving. Remember, this is a fast one today. So every 10 minutes, we're picking it up. Right now, I'm at 0.45 miles and 7 minutes. When we get to 10 minutes, I want to pick it up. So we're picking it up every 10 minutes. Our first 5 minutes was warm up. We warmed up. Then at the 10 minute, we're going to pick it up. First 5 minutes warm up. 5 minutes, we picked it up. Then at 10 minutes, we're gonna pick it up. Are you fully confused? I hope not. But if you are, just focus on Coach Michelle, knowing that we are picking it up. Now, we're just moving through. Moving through. Come on, we're moving through right now, this workout. We are moving through. When we get to 10 minutes, we're gonna pick it up a little more. So just keep moving through with Coach Michelle. Keep moving through right now with Coach Michelle. And remember, we're gonna get to that 10 minute point and we're gonna pick it up. How do you feel? Are you breathing? Make sure you're breathing. Come on, you got this. You got this, we're doing great. Remember, we're gonna get to that 10 minute. 10 minutes is our goal and we're gonna pick it up. So if you're not looking at your pedometer or your watch, it's okay, Coach Michelle will remind you when we get to pick to 10 minutes and we're gonna pick it up. So don't worry, focus on your workout, focus on your breathing, focus on pulling that stomach in so that you have a good posture. Focus on heel, toe, arms going forward and back. Let's focus on all of it. We're gonna get a good workout today because that's what we do around here. All right, we're getting ready to jump into picking it up. But for now, come on, let's keep that going. Let's keep it going. Let's prepare that body for the next level. Okay, guys, you're doing great. 30 minutes isn't a lot. Before you know it, this will be over. So please enjoy. Enjoy it. Really try to enjoy it. Try to focus on how much better you're going to feel when you're done. How accomplished you're going to feel when you're done. Come on, guys. We are moving through. I promised you a fast-paced workout, and a fast-paced workout you are getting. That is correct. We are not playing games around here. We are working out. Who says you can't get a good workout in 30 minutes? I have no idea who those people are. They need to go ahead and check out the podcast, Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. And then I want to hear what they have to say after that. So if they tell you that, tell them to go ahead and check out that podcast, Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. Okay, and tell them to pace with Coach Michelle. And then we'll see who can't get a good workout in 30 minutes. But you can get an even better one in an hour. So if it's not enough for you, I want you to go ahead and replay or listen to another podcast for 30 minutes. So 30 minutes is great. 6 minutes can be greater, but you're doing these 5 times a week, so that's okay. And guess what? We're at 10 minutes. We're a little over 10 minutes, but we are going to pick it up. Let's go. Pick it up. We're picking it up. Come on, guys. Maybe you started picking it up because you noticed Coach Michelle was talking and you were focused on your 10 minutes. All right, come on, guys. We're going to pick it up. Let's go. We're going to pick it up. Remember, every 10 minutes, we're picking it up. So right now, for the next 10 minutes, we are going to move at a faster pace. All right, we're at 0.73 miles. Come on, guys. 0.73 miles. And we are right now, already 11 minutes and 7 seconds. We're almost halfway through this workout. We're almost halfway through our mileage goal. 2 miles, 30 minutes. And we are at a nice pace right now, because after this, we're gonna pick it up. Come on, guys, you got this. I know you do. I know you've got this. I know you've been walking with Coach Michelle. You know how this goes. But if you haven't, welcome to Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. And you too will get there. So give yourself a chair, a high five, whatever, for being out here with us. You are doing it. You are here. That means you've made a decision to focus on your health. So give yourself a chair for that. And come on, guys, we're moving through. Do you hear that? Do you hear that Coach Michelle is sounding like her breathing maybe a little labored? Okay, that means Coach Michelle's picking it up. Now, Coach Michelle has to talk, but you don't. Your job is to walk. Coach Michelle must talk and walk, but your job is to walk and walk. So you get the joy of just breathing and focusing on walking as fast as you can. Make sure that you are breathing. Make sure that stomach is pulled in. We want a nice straight posture. That's right, guys, come on. Don't let Coach Michelle do this work all by herself. No. We're here to do this together. Come on, you can pick it up right now. We are moving. Let's keep this pace. We're keeping this fast-paced pace. We're keeping it for 10 minutes, and we're going to increase in 10 minutes. So let's keep going, guys. You know you can do it. Yes, you can. And if this is your very first time walking, again, I will remind you, goals are very specific to you. So your goal was to get out and start. So start wherever you are. The goal that we all have in common is being better today than we were yesterday. It's about progress. No judgments here. We all started from zero. All of us did. So if this is your day one, it's okay. it's okay. I want you to focus on going as fast as you can safely on day one. Okay? Don't aim for 2 miles if you just started, because you may end up getting tired, getting discouraged, and stopping. We don't want that. So if you are just able to listen for 30 minutes and walk at a comfortable pace, that's okay, because tomorrow it's gonna be even better. And then the next time and the next time, that's how it works. Keep progressing, keep moving forward. Each day you do a little more. Guys, we just hit 1 mile, halfway through our goal. 14 minutes, 49 seconds, 1.03 miles. You're doing great. We're almost halfway through. And again, remember what I said, wherever you started, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. We want you to remind yourself, we're reminding you, I'm reminding you, that you are moving faster than you did yesterday if you just started. So you've already achieved your goal. Just keep going. Hang in there for 30 minutes. Keep going for 30 minutes. You can do it. You can do it. I know you can. And if you feel like you can't, just focus on Coach Michelle's voice. Focus on the fact that Coach Michelle is here with you, working out with you. And just keep moving. I'm going to keep moving, and I want you to do the same. All right, guys, we're at 15.67. So we have less than 15 minutes to go. Less than 15 minutes. So the end is near. Maybe that's what you're thinking about. And I'm here to remind you, it is very near. We're getting close. And remember, we're moving swiftly. We're moving very swiftly. We're moving at a fast pace in this workout. Again, if it sounds like Coach Michelle has her breathing a little labored, that's good, because that means she is moving quickly, and I want you to do the same. You don't have to talk. What I'd like you to do is making sure you're breathing as you're moving. Breathe and move. Stomach pulled in, arms going forward and back. Making sure heel strikes toe follows. Heel, toe. Make sure you're in a safe area, because as you're walking, I don't want you to stumble or perhaps get into any dangerous situations. So I want you to focus right now on walking. Okay, guys, let's keep this pace going. And remember, when we get to 20 minutes, that's our last 10, we are going to pick it up. Yes, we are. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. You got this. I know you do. We're walking. We are going to do this together. We are going to make sure that we get our very best 30 minutes today with this podcast episode. That's right. Keep moving. Keep moving, guys. You got this. You got this. This is going to be amazing. I think so. Because I want you to know that you can do it. You can walk faster. You can walk fast for 30 minutes. We're almost there, guys. We're almost at 20 minutes. So get ready. Get ready. Because we're going to pick it up. And when we pick it up, we're going to keep it. We're going to try to hold it. Hold it for 10 minutes. Come on. Right now we're at 1.33. So we've got less than, we're at 19.56. So we've got less than 20 minutes to go. Less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes to go in this workout. Well, what am I saying? We've got less than a little over 10 minutes. Little over 10 minutes. So we're one third, almost one third of the way. Almost one third of the way. See, when Coach Michelle is off like that, that's when you know she's really getting ready to pick it up. She's focused in. She is locked in. And that's where I want you. I want you locked in. Locked in. That's why I always tell you, be sure to be in a safe place. Because I want you locked in. I want you to focus on the workout. And when you're focused on the workout, you're not focused on other things. So prepare. Prepare to succeed by making sure you're safe so that you can get locked in. All right, guys, we're almost at our final 10 minutes where we're picking it up. And I hope you are pulling that stomach in, breathing. If you need a sip, take a sip. Now is the time to take a sip. Go ahead, take a sip. Take a sip so that you can continue to work out. Take a sip so that you feel hydrated. Go ahead and take a sip. You got it. Take a sip. You are doing great. You are doing amazing. That's right. All right, guys, and then 10 minutes is going. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up right now. Move through. Come on. Pick it up right now. Let's move quickly. Let's move very quickly, guys. Come on, guys. We got it. Again, Coach Michelle missed it. But now we're even. I think now we're even. We were a little late to start. So now I think we're close to even. But maybe you're locked in and you already started. But pick it up. This is our last 10 and we're picking it up. Last 10, we are picking it up. Come on, guys. You got this. Last 10, pick it up. Last 10, pick it up. Let's go. Let's go. Last 10, pick it up. I hope you are excited about this workout as I am. When I thought about it, I said, what would my podcast audience like today? Do you think they would like a fast-paced workout? And I came up with this fast-paced workout. So I hope you are excited, because when I came up with it, I said, they want to walk fast. So I said it with excitement. I felt the excitement. Hope you're feeling the excitement. And come on, guys, we want to pick it up. We are picking it up. If you have not picked it up, now is the time to pick it up. Move those arms forward and back. Come on. Move those arms forward and back. Pull the stomach in. Really move through this workout. Let's go. You got it. I want you to keep going. Come on. Keep going. Breathe. Forward and back. Breathe. You're doing great. You are doing amazing. You are absolutely doing it. Keep going, guys. Keep going. Really great. Great time to really focus on working out. Focus on moving quickly, breathing, all of the things. Put them all together right now. Pull those stomach in, or pull that stomach in. Go ahead and move those arms forward and back, heel to toe. Keep moving. Keep moving. Breathe. Doing great. Come on. You are doing great. You are doing wonderfully. I am so excited for you to be here with me today. Keep moving. Keep moving. Great job, guys. Great job. How does it feel? How do you feel? You are doing amazing. I want you to keep that amazingness going. Keep it going. Make sure that you are breathing right now. Right now. Breathe. Forward and back and breathe. Go ahead and keep breathing. Move forward and back and breathe. I want you to feel very, very comfortable with the pace that you're going. I need it to go fast, but I want you to be comfortable. about going fast. Meaning, if you're not moving fast enough, then if you're moving too fast where you're uncomfortable, that's not okay. We need you to be comfortable with the pace you're going. So yes, I want you to pick it up, but I want you to pick it up where it's realistic for you. Because we want you to be healthy. Healthy or safe, I should say. Not healthy, safe. This workout will go into your health bank, but I want you to be safe. So if you think you're going too fast, pull it down a little bit. Fast, but comfortably fast. So come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going. I do not believe in no pain, no gain. Pain is pain. And anytime you feel pain, that's not good. Discomfort happens, especially muscle aches. If you haven't worked certain muscles, if you haven't stretched appropriately, but if you're feeling actual pain, know the difference. That's not good. That means something is wrong, and I need you to stop. Focus on what's happening to make sure that you are safe. But I want you to move fast. So everyone, come on, move fast. Let's go, 25 minutes, 1.83. We're at 1.83 miles, 25 minutes. So let's keep going.
25 minutes,
down. All right, keep going, guys. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's tell Siri to stop that countdown. I'm not sure why Siri started a countdown, but we're gonna tell Siri, Siri, stop the countdown. I tell you, electronics, it does really throw us off sometimes. It can be a great thing, but it can also be a hindrance, an interference. You know that. So guys, let's focus on our workout. We are at 26 minutes, 1.89, 26 minutes. Come on, I need this to go fast. This is a fast pace workout. Every 10, we're going fast. I need you to go very fast right now. Very, very fast. We can do this. Great job. Come on, guys, you've got this. Great, great job. Let's go. We're doing this together. We're moving quickly. We are getting the best out of our 30 minutes. We're breathing. We're breathing. Come on. You've got this. I know you do. Come on. You can do it. We're going to be way over 2 miles. Well, it depends on what your goals are. You probably already are. Or you're always. I always have to remind you, goals are specific to you. But as far as this 30-minute workout, where we always have a two-mile goal, I know we're doing that today. So if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, you're at 1.98 right now, and we're at 27 minutes, 33 seconds. Okay? So at any moment right now, we're going to hear that sound that we have reached 2 miles. I don't want you to stop. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep going because this is a 30-minute workout. 30-minute workout. There it is. 2 miles. That's excellent. What does that mean? That means your pace is fast. If you're keeping up with Coach Michelle, that means you understood the mission. If you're at 1 mile and you were at 0.75 or 3/4 of a mile yesterday, you understood the mission. If you've never walked and you're still with us, you understood the mission. If you were at a half a mile and you're at 1 mile today, you understood the mission. Do you get it? It's all about progress. It's all about being faster today or doing better today than yesterday. And you know what? Sometimes we can't. Maybe it's due to illness or just a limitation that we can't. But it's all about your effort. It's all about your effort and pushing through when you can. Changing what you can when you can. Really doing that. That's really what's the most important part about doing this, because taking care of your body is very, very important. In order to take care of anyone else, we must first take care of ourselves. That's right. The best you does the best job. So keep moving, guys. Keep moving. Keep moving. We are almost at 30 minutes. We're almost at 30 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready, guys? Ready to celebrate? We're at 2.15. We're at 2.15. 2.15 miles. 2.5. You guys came today. If you are pacing with Michelle, with Coach Michelle, you came today. Remember what we said. You understood the mission. Any of those things I mentioned, you understood the mission. If you were on the couch yesterday and you're walking today, you understood the mission. If you were in bed yesterday and you're walking today, you understood the mission. Perhaps you recommended the podcast to someone. You understood the mission. We did it. 30 minutes, 2.20 miles. Give yourself a round of applause. Virtual high fives going all around. We came out. We worked out. We were fast paced. We were excited. We did it. We did it together. I am so incredibly proud of you and what you've done. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for tuning into these podcasts. Thank you so much for your commitment to your health. This is about you. I do these podcasts for you. I love walking. I enjoy every bit of walking. And I want to encourage you, if you are not exercising, if you're looking for an exercise that works for you, I'm here to encourage you that walking is the very best thing you can do. You already know how to do it. It's about getting your heart rate up. So my podcast really does do that for you. They're 30 minutes. I recommend doing them 5 times a week, so you're getting the recommended amount of fitness for a healthy heart. If you want weight loss, then you definitely want to do more. And whatever your specific goals are, you can have that 30 minute as your base and move up or down from there. So I do hope you enjoyed it. Hope you find value in it. I will continue to do them. They're always, always available for you to listen to whenever, wherever, to get your workout in. Don't forget, you're stretching. 7 to 10 minutes, I recommend. Stretching really helps to disengage those muscles. Let them know that it's over. We're gonna go ahead and get the body back together for maybe to start the day or maybe to end the night. Wherever you are throughout your day, whenever you're doing these workouts, make sure you stretch. The more you stretch, the more flexible you are. It does help with our overall health as well as just to do your physical activity. So go ahead, stretch, and don't forget, follow up with a healthy meal. Put good stuff in, you get good stuff out. Colorful plate, heart healthy fats, lean meats. Avoid the saturated fats at all costs. Avoid them. Yes, once in a while we can have some things, but we want good stuff in so we can get good stuff out. Not saying you can never have the other stuff that's fun and delicious. Yes, you can have those, but you can make healthy meals delicious too. And don't forget, you want to hydrate. And when I say hydrate, I'm talking about water. Coffee doesn't count. Only half of coffee counts towards our liquids. Don't forget that, guys. And make sure you back off on the sugar. Okay, those are those special treats that you have the sometimes. Those are your sometimes food. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Thank you always, always for stopping by. Hope you are going to have a phenomenal day or a phenomenal night. And always, always, don't forget, keep walking. Hello, everyone. and welcome to another episode with your coach, me, Coach Michelle. This is Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. We're here today for another 30-minute walking workout to get your body fit, to get you energized, to help you burn calories, to help you feel great about fitness and walking. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. I know that's what you came here for, so we don't waste time around here. I want you to get your watches ready, get your pedometers ready, get your apps ready, whatever you're using to track your time, your mileage, get it ready because we are starting right now. We're starting with our walking workout, and always, as always, we are doing 30 minutes, and our goal is 2 miles in 30 minutes. So everyone, get ready. Our first 5 minutes will be our warm-up. We're gonna warm our bodies up, get our bodies ready for this workout. Prior to working out, it's important that you warm your muscles up. You have to gradually ease into that workout. We don't wanna go from cold to hot. We want to go from cold, and then we're warming it up, and then we get right into our hot workout. So hopefully everyone's ready to go. And once again, we're in a park. That's where I like to walk. If weather is not allowing you to do so, go ahead. The treadmill will be just fine. But if you can walk outdoors like we are, make sure it's a safe area so that you are able to focus on your walking and you are not concerned about maybe cars or things that may impede your walking. So of course, everyone, I always let you know prior to starting any walking or any exercise routine, always check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body is able to do what you're asking it to do. So, how's everyone feeling? We are warming up and I am tracking your time. And right now we're about a little over a minute into this warm up. Go ahead, make sure those arms are moving. Make sure those legs are moving. Make sure that you're breathing. It's important that you are breathing. Relax those arms as you go ahead and bring them up and you're moving them forward and back. We want to get that range of motion going. And then also your feet, we want to make sure we're going heel, toe, because we want to get the body going as quick, as efficiently. We want to make sure the workout is as efficient as possible. And our goal today, 2 miles. We are going to do 2 miles in 30 minutes. Now, perhaps your goal is 1 mile because you've just started and 2 miles for you may seem unrealistic. That's okay. These podcasts are designed for you to get your heart rate going. So there will always be at 2 miles, or at least so far they have been, and we've got plenty because we need that heart rate to get up. We want you moving fast. However, if you're just starting, it's okay. Your goals are going to be specific to you. Wherever you are, that's okay. As long as you're doing better today than you did yesterday, or this week than you did last week. It's all about progress. It's all about being consistent. So let's go and keep this warm up going. Right now, we're almost at 3 minutes. Well, we're at 3 minutes now. So we've got about 2 more minutes in this warm up, this 5 minute warm up that we're doing, because we are really getting our bodies ready. And I really want to make sure that you are ready for this workout today, because this workout is going to be fast. We want to make sure we're going fast. So we're going to do what we like to do around here. We want to go ahead and get the fitness moving quickly. So we're going to go ahead and perhaps speed it up as we go through. We're gonna break it down to 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, we're gonna go up, then we're gonna go down. Gonna make it a little longer than we normally do. Sometimes we do a minute and 30 seconds, like a HIIT style workout, high intensity. So we're not going to exactly do it that way. What we're doing today is we're literally just going 5 minutes very fast, 5 minutes fast. Okay, this is really to change it up a bit for you, give you more options, give you more variety. Because when you're working out, once you get comfortable with a style of working out, you need to go ahead and add something to it, change it up, modify it. Because your body changes, your fitness level changes, and we want to always change with all of that. If you're new, then it's all new. But if you've been doing it a while, we need it to change to match where you are so that you'll continue benefiting from the exercise. And don't be afraid. If you've been going for a while and you want to go ahead and make sure you start the strength training, go right ahead, add that in. But before you do, make sure that you have the proper techniques. We don't want you to hurt yourself. And guess what, guys? We are at 5 minutes, a little over 5 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to wait until 5 minutes, 30 seconds. So that way we'll have a nice, easy number. All right. And Coach Michelle's tracking you. We are there now. So now we're the next 5 minutes. We're going to start gradually picking it up. So this is going to be our fast session. So we're moving fast. Make sure those arms are really moving forward and back. Make sure you are taking those heels, heel first, toe follows. Okay, as we're walking, heel, toe, heel, toe. So we're moving heel, toe. And I'm walking with you as always. So whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling too. You can do it. We're doing it together. And it doesn't matter what your age, what your size, what your fitness level. Start where you are. Just keep going. Keep going. We're going to push through this workout. We're going to do it together. And I want you to pull the stomach in. Make sure you're pulling the stomach in. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe through the workout. It's important that you're breathing. And if you need a sip, go ahead. Take a sip. And I hope you have comfortable shoes. It's very important that you have the right tools to do the job. So make sure that you have sneakers that are laced and you have support. So this way you'll have everything you need to get this workout going efficiently. Okay, so how are you feeling? Are you breathing? Make sure you're breathing. We don't want you to end up holding your breath because that will be uncomfortable and that's not healthy. We want you to breathe in and out. Pull that stomach in so you have that nice posture, nice straight back. Pull that stomach in and go ahead and keep pumping. Remember, this is fast. This 5 minutes is going to be fast. The next 5 minutes will be faster. And we're about 2 minutes in. So we only have another 3 minutes to go. We'll break them up in sections and it makes our 30 minutes, which is already short, even shorter. So go ahead, keep going. Take those arms, move them forward and back. Go ahead, heels to toe, keep moving. You've got this. Heels, toe, arms are going forward and back and you're breathing. All right, you got this. Let's keep going. Let's keep going because the next five, we're gonna pick it up a little more. So let's build that body up. Let's keep going. This is our fast. So we wanna kinda just get ourselves ready. We're getting ourselves ready. We're kind of getting the ready for the next session, okay? And then we'll bring it back down to the fast. So we go fast, faster, fast, faster. So don't worry, it feels like a lot. We're gonna get a bring it down. And if you're feeling pain is not good. Pain means something is wrong. Could be your posture, could be something else. So if you feel pain, I want you to go ahead and stop, and I want you to go ahead and address the pain. Muscle soreness happens, and that's okay. Well, that's a part of it when you're working out for the first time or you haven't worked out in a long time. You're using muscles you're not used to using, so those muscles are they're awakened and they're thinking, what's going on? That happens. But pain is something, means something is wrong. So I never want you to go walk through pain, work out through pain, run through pain. I want you to always address the pain. All right, guys, we have about another minute and 30 seconds, and then we're gonna go faster. So I want you to keep moving. Now, remember what I always say. If you're having a conversation, if you're walking with a friend right now, and you both are having a great conversation, you're not going fast enough. We want to focus on the workout. We want you both to get the most out of this 30 minutes. So if you're talking, you're not breathing. If you're talking, you're not getting the most. If you can sing, if you're singing your favorite song right now, you are not going fast enough. We really want you to put everything into this workout. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So put in all that you can, meaning focus all your energy and efforts on this workout. This is your time. And guys, we're a little over that. Let's take it up. Let's take it up. We've gotten our 5 minutes of fast. Now let's get our 5 minutes of faster. Come on, I want you to pump those arms. Pump those arms, going forward and back. Come on, you can do it. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're breathing through this. I want those arms going forward and back, heel, toe. Pull your stomach in. Pull your stomach in. Nice posture. Nice upright posture. We don't want your backs bending over, because if that happens, you will be in a lot of pain, and it's just not good posture. But the pain is what we're worried about. We don't want you to be in pain. Remember, this is not just about getting into good physical fitness or getting good physical health, but it's also about doing it efficiently, doing it in a healthy way. So come on, keep going. Make sure you are moving through. This is our faster section. So we're going to keep going for the next 5 minutes. Right now, it's for, we're almost 2 minutes in. So we have less than 5 minutes, less than 3 minutes to go. Is it almost 3 minutes? Come on, just keep going faster. Don't worry about the time. Coach Michelle's got you. Let's just keep going faster. We're gonna do this for 5 minutes. Coach Michelle's got you. Don't focus so much on tracking. That's my job. And you can see, I'm not doing a great job at that, but it's okay. The goal of this workout is really to get you moving. The goal of this workout is to increase your fitness level. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. And we're doing it together. And we're doing it in the most efficient way possible. I want to make sure your form is conducive to a healthy workout. So I want you to just focus on moving those arms quickly. And remember, heel, toe. Heel first, toe follow. Pull that stomach in. Arms are going forward and back. Really, forward and back. But make sure those shoulders are relaxed. Relax the shoulders. Go ahead and relax the shoulders. Make sure you're breathing. Breathe through. We're at 12 minutes, 30 seconds. All right, guys, 12 minutes, 30 seconds. Let's keep going. Come on, we've got this. Let's keep going. We are doing great. You're doing great. We're doing it together. We're doing great together. That's it. Doing great together. If you need a sip, go ahead, take a sip. I want you to take a sip. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure that you are hydrated. All right, guys, this is our faster. This is our faster. And we just have a few more minutes to go. Okay, so our first 5 minutes, our faster, or this is our faster. So we started at around 5:30 with our fast, which meant 10:30 would have been our faster. So we're still in our faster, and 10:30 means that we get to finish 15:30. So we're at 13 right now, 13:40. 13:40 is where we are. Come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going, we're almost there. We are almost there. Make sure those arms are going forward and back. Make sure the heels are touching heels and then toe. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in. Make sure you're breathing. Oh, wow. Guess what? We are at 1 mile. Everyone, if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, you're at 1 mile, which means half of our goal mileage has been completed. Half of our goal mileage. And we're almost at 15 minutes, which means half of the time has been completed. But most importantly, we're moving very fast, and that's what we want. That's the segment we're in right now. We're in our very fast segment. So that's excellent. Mission accomplished. We are doing what we said we're going to do. We're being intentional about this workout, taking all that we have and we're giving it to this workout. Keep going, guys. We're almost ready to take it down to fast. Don't want it to be slow. We want to keep the momentum going, but we want to go fast, because in this workout, 5 minutes fast and then 5 minutes faster, we're interchanging. So come on, we're about to, and I think we're at 15:30. Let's go ahead and let's take it down to fast, not slow. We still want to go fast. We want to keep the momentum going. We want to stay on track. We want to get a great workout, and we want to do it in 30 minutes. So let's keep going. Let's keep going fast. How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you feeling great? Are you feeling like you can do another 30 minutes? You can. We've got plenty of podcast episodes. So if you've got more than 30 minutes, go ahead, add another 30 minutes. But right now, we're focusing on getting through this 30 minutes, and that's what we're doing, and we're doing it together. So we're at 16:23, so we're almost a minute in. We have about 4 minutes, a little over 4 minutes, before we jump into the faster. So this is kind of your recovery. And it's not exactly a hit because we're really lengthening that time. It's more about just giving some variety to these walking workouts, keeping you engaged so that you're not bored, but also challenging your body so that your body will, as your body changes, your body will get what it needs. Because when you start out something, usually you start slow and you see progress, you see results. And as you get more into it, your body becomes more defined, your fitness level elevates. What you started with is not challenging enough. Remember, progress happens where you're pushing yourself beyond comfort. That's where progress happens. In comfort, you're pretty much comfortable. There's no progress. There's no challenge. You're comfortable. And that goes for anything, not just physical fitness. It goes for anything that we're doing. It could be with our jobs. It could be in our relationships. We're just kind of comfortable. And the problem with comfort is if you're not practicing behaviors of challenge, when situation occurs where it is challenging, you're not sure how to react. You're not used to that. You're outside of your comfort zone. So things tend to go a little out of sorts. So that's why it's important to always challenge yourself in every aspect of your life, of your fitness life, of your relationship, your professional life. Even as parents, we want to challenge ourselves. so this way our children can model that behavior and prepare them for life, as well as develop these behaviors, good behaviors or positive behaviors that will help navigate life better. Doesn't mean that those challenges are not going to come hard and heavy, but we're better able to deal with them. All right, guys, where are we? We're at 1928. We are at 1928. And I believe, if my math is correct, we at 2030 is where we're going to go faster. So I hope you are going fast right now. Remember, this workout is not about comfort. This workout is about being variety. It's about challenging ourselves. It's about being true to the process that we're in and really giving it what we can, all we can. Not what we can, all we can. Sometimes we commit to something and we give it just a little. Or we say, okay, just take this. No, whatever you commit to, you want to give it everything. Because if it doesn't work out, how do you know that it's not because you didn't give everything or you weren't fully committed? So you want to give it all you can. So you'll know if that works for you or not. Sometimes it just doesn't work, but you won't know that unless you give it everything. And that's what we're doing in this workout. And we're at 2045, so we're a little over. So let's go faster. All right, everyone, it's the faster. Let's go with those arms moving forward and back. And mileage, I haven't given you a mileage count in a while. Have I even done it this workout? We're at 1.54. 1.54. And we're at 2109. 2109, 1.54. So let's go ahead. Let's get this going. Let's move in our faster. This is all about our faster. Let's get going with our faster right now. All right. We want to get to 2 miles. Can we get to 2 miles? I believe we can. I know we can. How much over 2 miles are we getting today? How much over your goal are you getting today? What's your goal? And please feel free to comment. That was a little word jumble there, but please feel free to comment. Let me know, how much are you exceeding your goals, or are you meeting your goals? Maybe you're not meeting your goals. Maybe it's something we can work on, talk about. So let me know. I want to know how you're doing, because my goal is to work with you, to walk with you. I want you to achieve your goals, whatever those are. So please, let me know. Let me know where you at, you are, and let me know how I can help you if you're not getting where you are, or maybe you are getting over. Maybe you need more of a challenge. Let me know that too, because that I can help you with. I can help you walk faster, or I can help you achieve that goal. So please, please let me know when we are in our faster. Come on, guys, we're gonna do this. We're doing it together. Take a sip if you need to. Take a sip. If it's feeling hard, keep going. We're challenging ourselves. I want you to keep going. Okay, we're at 2310, 1.71, 2310. And if you find that you're pulling a bit with your feet, if one foot's pulling, then I want you to work on strengthening your shins. You can do that by walking on your heels or by holding onto the wall and straightening your feet, getting on your heels. So we can definitely work on strengthening your shins so that you're not dragging your feet and your walk is as efficient as possible. So come on, guys, we're getting through this. We're getting through this together. So we're at 23.56. Remember, we're less than 2 minutes into this faster. Then we get to take it down to just fast. Wasn't this fun? It's almost over. I am sad that it's almost over. Are you feeling sad? This workout is almost over. You know I love walking and I love doing it with you. So I'm feeling sad. 30 minutes isn't a lot of time. So if you're struggling to find ways to exercise, to get through fitness, try the 30-minute walk-in workout. Boy, Coach Michelle's really feeling it now. Those words are starting to jumble. We're at 1.83, 24 minutes, 47 seconds. Come on, let's get it going. If you are struggling to find time, these 30-minute walk-in workouts, they are fast and furious, so you get through them quickly. It's not 30 minutes. It's really not a lot of time. So come on, come on. Let's get this going. Let's move through. Let's move through. Breathe, guys. Pull your stomach in and breathe. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you've got straight posture. This is the part where you attempted to lean over and just relax into it. Not yet. Not yet. Soon. We'll be there soon. We'll be there very soon. All right, now we can take it down. We're at 25:40, so we can take it down. This is faster, not slow. We still got a few more minutes in, so we're doing fast. This is fast. You're doing great. Keep going. Keep going. You're doing great. This is fast, and we are almost at the end. 26 minutes, and where are we? 15. 26:15, and our mileage, 1.96. So any second now, we're gonna hear that sound that we've achieved our two mile goal. And we still have plenty of time to keep this workout going. Keep this workout going. How much more, how many more miles can we get on this workout today? There it is. Woohoo, celebrate 2 miles. Don't stop though. We've got time. But I want you to make sure you're celebrating by really kicking it in, knowing that you thought you couldn't do it, but you're doing it. Come on, we've gotten the 2 miles, and we now want to go ahead and kick it in, or we're at fast, guys. So let Coach Michelle not get carried away. You guys are understood the mission. We're at fast, but I'm feeling so energized that I'm wanting to really go very fast. How about you? Are you feeling that right now? Because if you are, we're at fast. We're at 27:40. And if you feel like faster, go ahead. We have less than 3 minutes together. So if you want to go faster, even though we're in fast, it's okay. It's all going in the fitness bag. Come on, do what you can. Let's get through this. Do what you can, guys. You got this. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in. Make sure you are straight posture. Arms are going forward and back. Heel toe, heel follow, heel first, toe follow. We're almost there. 28 minutes, and 34 seconds. So we are less than 2 minutes. How many miles are we going to get over this 2 miles? Come on, let this be a record for you. Whatever your mileage goals are, let us have a personal best today. Let today be the day where you have walked faster than you've ever walked before. Come on, you can do it. I'm doing it with you. Don't focus on talking. Don't focus on singing. Don't focus on anything but your workout right now. Focus on breathing. Relax the shoulders. Move the arms forward and back, heel to toe. Come on, you got it. You got it. We're almost there. Let's go. You're almost there. You're doing great. You're absolutely doing great. You're moving. You're doing it. Let's go. Let's keep this going. Excellent. Keep that going. Great job. Great, great job. Great job. Keep it going. You're at 29, 48. We can count down. And we're at 2.25 miles. We can count down. We're about to get to 30 minutes. There we are, 30 minutes. 2.27 miles. 2.27 miles, 30 minutes. You did it. Woohoo! High fives, virtual high fives all around. You absolutely did it. You came out. You accomplished your goals. You are amazing. You're remarkable. You are doing what you set out to do. I'm extremely proud of you. You should be proud of yourself too, because you took the time, the 30 minutes, you came out, you came and you gave it your all. Now I want you to cool down. Go ahead, allow the body to cool down. This was a great workout. This was a high energy workout. So I want you to allow the body to cool down. Slow it down. This is a time where you get to slow down. This is a time where you can really focus on breathing, but also focus on taking in your surroundings. Maybe you're on the treadmill and it's in front of the window. You can look out and enjoy the beauty, the beauty of God's creation. Or perhaps you're at a park. You can look around and just take in all the beauty of you and the beauty of what you've just done. Maybe it's your first time walking and you just finished 30 minutes walking. You weren't concerned about the mileage. You just wanted to stick with the 30 minutes and you did. So take in that, celebrate that. I am so happy that you came out. You took the time to walk. You took the time to focus and be intentional about your walking. Now I want you to stretch. After such a workout, you want to give a great stretch. 7 to 10 minutes of stretching, and make sure that you're really stretching out all of the muscles that you've just used. Go ahead and really take the time to stretch and finish off with a great meal, a meal that's fitting for what you've done. Remember, good stuff out. If you want to get good stuff out, you must put good stuff in. So a colorful plate, you can't go wrong with that. Make your plate as colorful as possible. Go ahead with your whole grains. Whole grains is a way to get a little more food in, because those whole grains are going to have fiber. They're going to provide you with nutrients that the processed or the highly processed foods will not. So you can't eat as much as that. So if you love to eat, always think about whole grains. Then I also want you to go ahead and try to do things that are healthy fats, like your omega-3 fatty acids, your olive oil, your salmon, lean proteins like fish or legumes. Any of those will be beneficial. Those are the good stuff that I'm talking about. Go ahead and finish that off. If it's morning, grab your oatmeal. Go ahead and if you need to do a nice omelet with some spinach in there, go ahead. Focus on your whole grains. And whatever season it is, it's in, try to get those seasonal fruits and vegetables in. They're cheaper when you buy them out of season, and they're also better tasting because they're harvested at the right time. So always try to eat when foods are in season to get the best value as well as the best products. Hope you enjoyed Walk With Me with Coach Michelle. I absolutely enjoyed bringing it to you. It's always a pleasure walking with you. So I hope you had a pleasure walking with me. Thank you guys so much for the support. And did you know we're almost at 20,000? 20,000, that's unheard of. When I started this project, I only wanted to get friends and families to walk with me who weren't living close to me. And now here we are. So thank you all for supporting Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. But you continue to walk, because the goal here is to get people walking. And if you are walking, if you're listening and you're walking, then I've accomplished my goals. And I'm very thankful to you for assisting me with that. So please continue to stay focused and be intentional about your health. And as always, keep walking.